This is a Defocus Media production.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the 2020 podcast, bringing clarity to business, entrepreneurship, and life. I am your host, Dr. Harbir Sayan. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me again here, guys. I cannot thank you enough. I am truly grateful for everybody who tunes in, who shares and comments. You know, it's been pretty cool recently as things have opened up and I've, you know, finally started to see people in person again that I haven't seen for a while. It's pretty incredible every time I hear somebody say, hey, I listened to this episode or that episode. The fact that anybody's listening at all is amazing. I truly, truly appreciate it, guys. So I have one small favor to ask. If you do listen, please do share it with your friends. You know, take a screenshot, post it up on Instagram, leave a review, leave a comment. You know, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you drop a comment there as well. I truly appreciate it, guys. Really means so, so much. So it's been a while since I posted a podcast, recorded a podcast, and it's been even longer since I've done one like this. So in this episode today, I don't have a guest. It's just me and my solo self sharing some insights with you. And I've done this before. It was something I really wanted to start doing a while back. And then, you know, life happens. But I've been putting a little more thought into it. And I like putting a name on title on things because it helps me really visualize and kind of see where I want to take it. So we're going to do these small solo segments here from time to time. And I'm going to call them Eye to Eye because the types of topics I'm going to cover are really the types of topics I find myself having when I'm sitting down with a friend or a colleague, you know, eye to eye. And we're really kind of talking a little more in depth, not just the surface level, not just the business type conversations, but the more insightful things, the lessons we've learned, the experiences we've had, the tough things that we have to go through, and they end up being more vulnerable conversations, right? Because none of us are the kind of that polished, finished product that we want to be eventually. We're all a work in progress. And so that's what I think you're going to find in these short segments here where it's just me sharing these eye-to-eye conversations is a little bit of vulnerability, trying to be open with you guys, share where I'm at and the lessons that I've learned, plus the lessons that my amazing guests have taught me along the way. And hopefully you'll be able to, you know, extract something from that you can apply to your lives and, you know, improve as well. So for the first official episode of Eye to Eye, I am going to talk about something that I call the ebb and flow of productivity or creativity. And I didn't really know what else to call it. There's a lot around this that I've personally experienced over the years. But again, I realize as I talk to my friends and colleagues that I'm not the only one that goes through this, but we just don't have a name for it. And, you know, in the subtitle of the actual podcast, the 2020 podcast, bringing clarity to business, entrepreneurship, and life, these eye-to-eye conversations are going to be talking about that life aspect a little bit more. And I think they really are going to apply for anybody in any industry. It doesn't matter where you're coming from or what you're doing. I think we all go through these ebbs and flows. And what I want to share with you is what I've learned to do in these periods of high productivity and these periods of inevitably the lower productivity, those ebbs that we end up going through. And it's great when you're in the flow state. I feel like I don't really have to tell you a whole lot. When things are flowing and clicking and you're in that high productivity, high activity state, just ride that wave. That's all I got to say about that. It's really about when you come down from that. And again, we inevitably do come down from that at some point. It's about what to do at that point. Now, in the past, over the years, many years, I would go through these less productive states. I still do. And I would get anxious. I'm one of those people who can't sit still, who just always has to be doing something. And I think we also kind of happen to live in this period of time where society talks about, you know, the grind and the hustle and always working up early, go to bed late. And I'm guilty of those things, not to tell you not to do those things. But when you end up in this ebb state, when you end up in this lower productivity, lower creativity state, there I found are better ways to get through it than simply nose to the grindstone, trying to, you know, push your way, break your way through it. What I found is if you lean into it, if you let it be and you sit back and you kind of see where you are, it actually is way more productive in the long term. And when I say lean into it, I don't mean, you know, just sit down on the couch and just watch movies until you feel like doing work again. No, I mean still working, still being productive, but doing it in a different way. There's a term that I love. Initially, I feel like I think I've heard this phrase from Andy Frisella, who's a big entrepreneurial type. He's got a very successful podcast. Not the type, he's not for everybody, but if you listen to him, you know, you might like him. Anyways, the term he uses is aggressive patience. So when you're in this ebb state, when you're in this maybe less productive, less creative state, instead of stressing and being anxious that maybe you got to post to social media every day, you got to maintain that, or perhaps you got to keep up with some other activity, otherwise you're going to lose out, or you know, you might get some FOMO of not being as visible as other people. The term that I'd like to use instead of aggressive patience would be active patience. You're still being active. You're still doing the little things that you need to do every day to be in the long term to be productive and successful. But perhaps you're not doing the big, like the home run type things that are going to get you, you know, tons of views or tons of notoriety or whatever it might be in this moment right now. But being actively patient and patient for that next flow state. Right. So as long as you keep building, keep doing those little things every day, whether it means, you know, meditating or working out or doing little things for your business where you're writing stuff down to help yourself grow in the longer term. Once you hit that flow state, you're going to hit it much harder. You're going to rise much higher because you didn't let your ebb state go to complete zero by becoming a couch potato, but you did let yourself absorb that energy that you're supposed to absorb during the ebb state. And I talk a lot about energy and the universe, and I find these ebb states are sort of the universe telling you to take a step back and take a little bit of perspective and take in what you've accomplished to this point and be grateful for what you have in this moment, because again, when that flow state hits, you'll be more prepared for it. In a past episode, you know, this sort of the first unofficial eye-to-eye episode that I did months back, I called it Pursuit. And in that episode, what I was talking about was the difference between passion and pursuit. And passion is that, like, we always see these quotes about, you know, you got to have passion. And sure, passion's important, but I don't think passion is what gets you through these slower states or perhaps the monotony of that kind of building towards something bigger. Pursuit, that goal of that, what you want to be in the future, that vision that you have for yourself, that's what gets you through these slower states. So again, the active patience, knowing where you're trying to go and kind of continuing to do the little things that you need to do to get to that vision, or, you know, what Matthew McConaughey said in his famous Oscar speech, that he's always chasing himself 10 years from now. And as long as you're doing that, as long as you're still pursuing that goal that you have, it's okay that you go through these slower states and, you know, work your way through these. The other thing that I found is during these ebb states, these slower states, often is when a lot of opportunities will present themselves if you're willing to slow down to see them. And, you know, if you've just come out of, you know, all the seeds that you've planted during that high activity, high productivity state, a lot of times those seeds will start to show their fruits and their opportunities during the slower states if you are willing to sit back and actually observe them. And then you're able to grasp those. And again, once you hit the flow state, again, you'll be able to take those opportunities and run with them. But a lot of times when you're just grinding, you've got your blinders on, you won't see those opportunities start to present themselves. So again, it's super valuable to take that step back, and it's going to ultimately become much more productive for you than just nose to the grindstone. I love my quotes. I love my philosophy. You know, again, these eye-to-eye episodes definitely going to be fairly philosophical, but Robin Sharma. So one of the books, if you follow me on Instagram, you know, you see every day, pretty much every day I post a photo from two books. I'm going to talk about both of them here. One of them is called The Daily Inspiration from the Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. That's by Robin Sharma. And it's little chunks, little quotes out of the book called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And there's one quote where he says often, which is, there's no use climbing a mountain only to realize you've climbed the wrong one. And I feel like I've done this before where I'm just grinding, and I know the universe is telling me slow down and maybe take a look, make sure you're climbing the right mountain. But I keep grinding, and I do all this work, and I realize that was worthless. Like, I just spent days or weeks doing this just because I was trying to get out of a funk, but it really wasn't even a funk. It was this new energy state that I just had to be in, to absorb and to understand better. So don't climb the wrong mountain is one thing. The other book that I post often is called The Daily Stoic, and that's by Ryan Holiday. And I love that. I'm big into Stoic philosophy. And Ryan, what he does in that book is he takes these ancient Stoic philosophical texts and he puts them into sort of more modern digestible bites, you know, for us to absorb. And one of the most famous Stoic philosophers is Marcus Aurelius, who was actually emperor of Rome. Like, we're talking, of course, like 2,000 years ago. But the one thing, one of the quotes I like is a longer quote, but it's, "God, give me patience to reconcile with what I am not able to change. Give me strength to change what I can. And I think most importantly, give me wisdom to distinguish one from the other." And I think that's what we have to do in these slower periods, these less creative, less productive, these ebb states, is make sure that we can distinguish one from the other, realize where we are. We can't change the fact that we're going through this lower energy, but what we can do is continue to work and change the things that we can do. So when we hit that wave, when we hit that flow, we hit it hard and we ride it high so we can be even more productive in the long term. The last thing I want to leave you with in this eye-to-eye conversation is one more quote from Benjamin Disraeli that says, "Patience is a necessary ingredient to genius." All right, we're all geniuses. We all have genius within us, but patience is a big part of that. And patience coming, this active patience coming through this ebb state, so we can hit that flow state real hard and really achieve greatness, the greatness that we're all capable of, I think is so important. So I hope you guys found some value in this. Again, this is me opening up, trying to be a little more vulnerable, acknowledging the fact that I'm definitely not anywhere near that vision that I have of myself, that goal that I want to be, and I'm a work in progress like we all are. I hope you're able to take something from this and apply it to your life, and hopefully it makes you better somehow. Let me know what you thought. Take a screenshot, post it up on Instagram, leave a comment, leave a review, and I'll definitely be back with more of these eye-to-eye conversations in the future. I hope you loved it. Thanks so much, guys. See you later.